where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
E-bikes are going to be allowed on Sarnia's trails for 1 year as part of a pilot project. City Council gave the green light at its Monday meeting. GM of Engineering and Operations David Jackson says city staff are going to report back in April 2025 on the e-bike pilot study.
Largely, it would be, you know, a survey of users to say, you know, how has it worked? What are concerns? What are issues come up? That's largely what it will be. We do have some options for monitoring. We have cameras that we could put up, and we do have some counters. So we would look to do some of that. But I mean, largely, again, a lot of this is the feeling of how people feel when someone passes them. And so it is a perspective thing.
Jackson says part of the pilot project will include an educational component. Council also endorsed continued operation of the Cycling Without Age program on trails and pathways. Council has awarded an $859,000 tender to Titan Group Construction, Inc. to redevelop the baseball diamond at Tecumseh Park. The project includes a new backstop, fencing, and new LED field lighting system. Drainage and irrigation are also a major part of the project. Sarnia Council meetings will continue to begin at 1 in the afternoon. Councillors went against the Procedure Bylaw Review Committee's recommendation of moving the sessions to 10. In late 2022, Council agreed to pilot a 1 o'clock start time for regular Council meetings for a period of 1 year. Throughout the pandemic, meetings began at 10. There were a total of 28 permits issued by Sarnia City Hall in February, down slightly from last year's pace. A $3.17 million permit was issued for a warehouse addition to the existing Home Hardware Building Center on London Road. The monthly stats also include a $750,000 permit for an agricultural addition at a London Line property. Some tundra swans began flocking north earlier than usual this year. Retired research scientist Jeff Skivington says it has to do with the warmer and drier than normal conditions this winter. They also seem to be more scattered, with some near Ottawa.
But this year we have more than usual. There is one flock of 20, which is unprecedented. So these birds really are wandering more widely than in a typical year as they're looking for available habitat.
In the meantime, the Lambton Heritage Museum in Grand Bend has a tundra swan exhibit available until April 6th. The museum is hoping this week's warm weather will attract more swans to the area, as a group of 1,000 or more were spotted in a flooded field at the corner of Blaine Road and Hag Line today. And the average value of Canadian farmland jumped by about 11.5% last year. That's according to Farm Credit Canada, which also says the amount is down slightly from 12.8% reported in 2022. On average last year, farmland in southwestern Ontario sold for just over $23,000 per acre. A few clouds tonight on a southwest wind, low 6 degrees. Mainly sunny tomorrow, high 15, cooler near the lake, a mix of sun and cloud Thursday, chance of showers, high 13, and cloudy Friday with a chance of showers, high 8 degrees.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.